Welcome and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Confronting Commoditization with Your Communication. If you listened to my previous podcast, you know I discussed 19 nuggets. Since we entered 2019, I chose to recap select nuggets from prior podcasts that you either missed or about which perhaps you'd like a helpful reminder. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those podcast reminders as well as finding the guidelines beneficial. It's not uncommon to experience commoditization, regardless of your industry. If this hasn't happened to you, well, it either means you're quite adept at communicating effectively, or possibly you're unaware of commoditization when it actually occurs. What we ultimately do with the information in this podcast is completely up to us. Regardless of how you opt to handle it, this tells us it's time to take action. So as you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. Now let's get started. The three questions I plan to answer in this podcast are as follows. Number one, what exactly is meant by commoditization? Number two, what are the risks associated with commoditization in any industry? And finally, how can I use my communication to effectively manage commoditization? Last month, a national professional association asked me to address this particular topic at their winter conference. The more I reflected on it, the more I could see the clear connection between commoditization and communication. When we use the term commoditization, it's somewhat apparent that it's clearly associated with commodity. In a nutshell, it means that a purchaser of goods or services simplifies or reduces the buying process to the lowest price available. Think of it as cutting through other variables and going straight to a common denominator. Well, as you may have suspected, there are clearly risks associated with commoditization in any industry. Let's explore some of them right now. For starters, commoditization implies that we have a price tag on us, which takes top priority. So if a buyer is focusing on price only, then our value is significantly diminished. It may also mean that we're viewed merely as a vendor or a technician rather than a partner or trusted advisor. And as you can imagine, this is quite limiting. Also, we're unable to differentiate ourselves from our competitors. As a result, buyers may not realize what we offer relative to their specific needs. And finally, speaking of not realizing, buyers may even misunderstand our area or areas of expertise. So if you're wondering what the solution is to commoditization, it comes down to how we communicate. Now, granted, this takes skill development along with practice. However, I believe you'll be quite pleased with the results. The first communication technique to develop is to separate yourself from your industry. In other words, when asked what you do, do not simply rely on your title, as tempting as this may be. For example, this means not defining or labeling yourself as, let's say, a CPA, a lawyer, or a programmer. You don't know how this particular title is interpreted by your listener. Therefore, it may not work in your favor. Second is to avoid clouding your message with useless information. What I mean by this is the more detail you go into about regulations, rules, or changes within your profession, you stand to lose your listener's attention. You see, unless they specifically inquire about this, most buyers simply aren't interested. So, therefore, don't waste their time, and please don't waste yours. Third is to package your wisdom in a meaningful way. If your buyer has a really good handle on what you offer and how you're going to help them resolve a concern or need, then they're willing to pay you. That means they understand and recognize your unique value, and this is precisely what you want. Finally, be sure to ask insightful questions so your prospect or your client shares helpful information with you and ultimately views you as their trusted advisor versus a person who simply performs a task and can easily be replaced. None of us can afford this. Commoditization has an immense risk associated with it. This means it's well worth your time to change the conversation in order to avoid being viewed as nothing more than a commodity. We both know you can do it, so now's the ideal time to start working on this important communication skill. Please don't delay. In closing, my podcasts are as diverse as my clients. The goal is always to offer you information which you can apply immediately. Focusing on confronting commoditization with your communication will always serve you well when it comes to creating your standout factor. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.